Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. This is what happens in Canada. There is tremendous interest in a story that breaks. Huge interest. Everybody's talking about it for about 48 hours. And then 72 hours into the issue, public interest begins to wane. And a few days later, unless it's really kept at the forefront, it's ho-hum. Well, this is not ho-hum. Have a listen, closely please, to Karen Hogan, the Auditor General for Canada.
I have to say that I am deeply concerned by what this audit didn't find. We didn't find records to accurately show how much was spent on what, who did the work, or how and why contracting decisions were made. And that paper trail should have existed.
You bet. So that, of course, is what and what again? What issue was that again? Somebody, please. Right. ArriveCan. Right. So what happened over the last couple of days, it wasn't quite the Tower of London with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower. It wasn't that. It wasn't the Tower of London. But the first time since 1913 that a Canadian citizen was escorted to the parliamentary, or escorted rather by the parliamentary sergeant-at-arms, replete with sword, to the House of Commons to be admonished by the parliamentary speaker and forced to answer questions from members of parliament, and this after the RCMP had executed a search warrant at his property. And this time, we can do the math, right? 1913, 2024, I'll leave it to you. This time it was the partner at GC Strategies, Christian Firth. And it was over that ArriveCan app and the questions he refused to answer at the Ethics Committee earlier this year. Michael Barrett joins us. Mr. Barrett is Shadow Minister for Ethics and Accountable Government with the Conservative Party of Canada. And Michael, were you present for Christian Firth's admonishment?
Absolutely. And following his admonishment, Mr. Firth was ordered to answer questions by members, and I questioned Mr. Firth for about 6 minutes.
So what was that like, having Mr. Firth brought into the House of Commons, not at the tip of a sword, but the sword was, I guess it was in the scabbard for the sergeant-at-arms. But what was that like? What did that feel like? There have been people who said it really was embarrassing to Parliament. I don't think so, but what was it like?
I have to say that it was incredibly important that Parliament exercised its authority in this case. And it was heartening, frankly, Roy, to see a Parliament do just that. This power hasn't been used in over 100 years. 1913 was the last time. And the reason the power was used in 1913 speaks to why it was so important and so powerful to see it done in this case. In 1913, there was an individual who was accused of offering bribes to government officials to win contracts. And they had to send for him with the sergeant-at-arms. And the sergeant-at-arms brought him to the bar, and he refused to answer questions. And he was jailed for more than 3 months by Parliament. When Canadians ask members of Parliament to do their work as the grand inquest of the nation, that includes sending for people and papers. And when we send for them, we expect them to be complete. And so when we're doing our work, if people refuse to answer the inquiries, legitimate inquiries made by parliamentarians, then there needs to be a demonstration of the power that Parliament has. The same is true for our courts. You know, if there were no penalties or consequences for people who ignored our orders, lawful orders of our courts, then people wouldn't follow them. And the same is true in this case. This is a scandal. $60 million at the feet of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. And we need answers. This is a contractor who has paid $20 million on this contract alone, more than $100 million since Justin Trudeau became prime minister. So it was very important, but it was a remarkable sight because I've been part of dozens of inquiries and hundreds of meetings with witnesses, and never in any of those cases has someone refused to answer questions the way Mr. Firth did. And that's why he was found in contempt unanimously by the House of Commons.
Yeah, he had every opportunity to answer the questions, which would not have caused this situation to occur, where he was marched into Parliament, the House of Commons, by the sergeant at arms. It's the visual of the sword. It's, you know, it's, but it's, it certainly is different. You said you questioned him for some 6 minutes. What were the questions? What was the most important question you asked him from your perspective? What was the single most important question you asked, and how did he answer?
Well, it was news just that hour that the RCMP had executed a warrant and raided his home in the day before, in the 24 hours before his appearance. So the nature of that raid was very important. And to give some context to your listeners, Roy, we're talking about, of course, as I said, the $60 million Arrive scam. That wasn't even why his home was raided. It was for another RCMP investigation into a government contracting scandal. And so there are multiple, this contractor is caught up in multiple scandals for procurement with the Trudeau government. And it's shocking that that because of the questions that we've asked, because of the inquiries ordered at the urging of Common Sense Conservatives, that we're getting any answers. I would remind everyone who's listening that in 2002, when Conservatives were pressing to remove the mandatory requirement to use the Arrive Can app, and then we put forward a motion to the House of Commons to have the Auditor General investigate. You played a clip from Auditor General Karen Hogan. The Liberals, including the Prime Minister and his cabinet, all voted against that audit.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't want to get into a campaign exchange here. I want to talk about what happened, Michael. So what was the question you asked him about the RCMP search of his warrant, with a warrant, search of his property?
Well, we asked why his home was raided, and he said he didn't have a lot of details. He scanned the search warrant and said there were six different criminal allegations listed, including fraudulent building and billing, excuse me, and fraudulent resumes. He had revealed at committee put false information on the resumes that he submitted to the government in order to win bids. So that information is not admissible. So the RCMP have found this of their own volition.
Okay.
And Mr. Firth said he wasn't even aware of all the things that he took. He left.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lot more said about this, and you and I will talk again, I'm sure. Michael Barrett, thank you so much for the time today. Thank you.
Thanks, Roy.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.